sweetest friends, we are going to be learning a sugya in Kibbutz Avaim based on the Yad Melech, page Peches of the Sefer. We begin with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yudches and Aleph. This year should be a special schus. Refuas Maris Hana Miriam Batschana. It says in Sanhedrin, Amelech, etc. Lo choleitz v'lo choltzim li'ishtoi. Lo miyabim v'lo miyabim es ishtoi. A king doesn't do chalitza, and we don't do chalitza for his wife. He doesn't do yibum, we don't do yibum on his wife. If you want to do chalitza or yibum, if he wants to do chalitza or yibum, zochel atov, he should be remembered for the good. So we have machlokes here in the Mishnah. Is the king allowed to do chalitza and yibum? According to Tanakhama, no. According to Rabbi Yehuda, yes, zochel atov. And they said to main shomon, no, we don't listen to him. Gemara Yates on the base asks on the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Medam Rabashi, that afil man di arminasi shemal hal kavoyde vode machul. Melech shemachal al kavoyde ein kavoyde machul shenem resom tzim alecha shetei maso alecha. Som tzim alecha melech shetei maso alecha. So you see that a nasi might be able to be mochal on his kavod, but a king can't be mochal on his kavod. A king can't be mochal on his kavod. Avazai. How do we allow him to do chalitza and yibum? And for the Gemara, mitzvah shiny. A mitzvah is a different story. A mitzvah is a different story. For that, we allow him to be mochel on his kavod. So we see this in Machlokas Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda. If b'makom mitzvah, melech shemochel al kvodo en kvodo machol, or only shelo b'makom mitzvah. According to the rabbis, even b'makom mitzvah en kvodo machol. Can't do it. Rabbi Yehuda says, no mitzvah shining. B'makom mitzvah, kvodo machol. And there's a kasha on this from a Gemara in Sota. 41b. And the Mishnah, the Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, Agrippus HaMelech, stood at Hakel and he read standing up, even though a king normally reads sitting down. And the rabbis praised him. Frek the Gemara, how did the rabbis praise him? I mel shemachal kvod in kvodo machul. You know how to be machul on your kavod. He should have read sitting down. And for the Gemara, mitzvah shiny. No, for a mitzvah, he's allowed to be machul on his kavod. At kan divrei Gemara. Now, since there's a machlokas we saw in Sanhedrin Yud Ches Amud Aleph and Yud Ches Amud Beis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. The Rabbi Yehuda holds b'makom mitzvah, he's allowed to be mochel on his kavod. And the rabbis hold even b'makom mitzvah can't be mochel on his kavod. Kim for the shayla. What's the teretz of the Gemara? Are we paskin like the Rabbanon? We paskin like the Rabbanon that afilu b'makom mitzvah, he can't be mochel on his kavod. We paskin like the Rabbim. So how does the Gemara insult to say that b'makom mitzvah can be mochel on his kavod like Rabbi Yehuda? What's the Gemara's teretz in Sota Mitzvah Shiny? Mitzvah Shiny doesn't work according to the Rabbanon, only according to Rabbi Yehuda. And we pass him like the Rabbanon. The Ran was already on that in this Kashin Sanhedrin and the Marashah there. The Marashah says, Kovet HaTorah Shiny. To give Kovet to the Torah, there we allow the Melech to stand and be Mochel on his Kovet. However, look in Tosis and Sota, Dibra Maschil Mitzvah, who write that even the Gabe Yibum and Chalitza, it's Kavod HaShechina, which is like Kavod HaTorah. What's Kavod HaTorah? Kavod HaTorah is Kavod HaShechina.
So if by Yibam and Chalitza, the rabbi said you can't be mochel on your covet the king. So why are they allowed to be covered on the mochel on his covet by Sefer Torah? A Sefer Torah is covered at Torah. Yibam and Chalitza is covered at Shechina. So if we're covered at Shechina, he can't be mochel on his covet. Why do we mochel on his covet for the Torah? Has your kushin l'duchte? So that's the first kasha we have. What's the teretz of the Gemara and Sota that mitzvah shiny, where it's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? We pass like the Rabbanan that you can't be mochel on your covet, even mochel mitzvah. The Ran is mitaretz. Shiny hocha. In the case of Yibam Chalitza, there's an excessive bizayon. That's why we don't let the melech be mochel on his covet. Chalitza, because she spits in front of him. And Yibam, because it's not the covet of the melech to be mishtamish bekli, shishtam shibo acherim. Yibam, because it's not the covet of a melech to be mishtamish bikli, shishtam shibu achayrim. So it's a bizayon to do the yibun, it's a bizayon to do the chalitza. In the name of Rabbi Rabbeinu David, the Ran writes that they didn't say linyan mel shemochal al kavodo, shein kavodo mochal, afilu b'mochal mitzvah. When did they say this? They can't be mochal. Ela shein achayrim rashayin linog bozilusa, kenyan zeshal chalitza v'yibun. Where other people are mezalzel in him, that we don't allow, chalitza and yibum. Even though he's mochel, other people are being mezalzel. That we can't take. But when the king wants to be mezalzel on himself, he wants to be mochel on his own coven, not that anybody else is going to be involved. Just the Sefer Torah, he wants to read Bamida, and nobody else is knowing Bizayin Bamelech, there we allow him to be mochel. Therefore, it's mutter. The Devrayim Tzrichim Biur. So we have to understand the Teretz of the Ran and the Teretz of a Rabbi Rabbeinu David. Teretz of the Ran is that there's an excessive bizayon by Chalitza and Yibum, the spitting and using a kli that somebody else used. And a Rabbi Rabbeinu David's Teretz that by Chalitza and Yibum, somebody else being mezalzel in him, unlike a Sefer Torah. So we have to understand. We see from the sugya that without mechila, even though Kriyas HaTorah doesn't have such a big bizayon, and he's also no exeba atzma, it's not even no other human being is involved, nevertheless we see from the sugya in Sanhedrin, it's asur mishum kvod ha-melech. We don't allow it without mechila. And that's why the Melech reads Miyushav. Because that Mechila, it's usher to read Miyushav. And Mitzvah is not effective for Mechila. Like we see by Chalitza and Yibum, like we see in the Sanhedrin, the Kasuga in Sanhedrin. By Chalitza and Yibum. That Mitzvah doesn't help us affect the Mechila. So then what does it help to have this tseruf of mitzvah together with hanhagas atzmo, together with it's not such a bizayon? That's what we're essentially saying by the Sefer Torah. Without mechila wouldn't work, but somehow, some way, since it's not such a big bizayon, and since he's doing it himself, like our Rabbi Rabbeinu David says, the mechila works. If each of them is not enough for the mechila, how does the tseref work? How does it work if you combine them? then you clearly need mechila for the king. Otherwise it would be asur for him to read the Torah standing. And mitzvah is not enough, as we see by Yivam and Chalitza. So how suddenly does it help to affect the mechila if it's not such a big bizayon and he's doing it himself? You have to understand better how that works. You can't be mochel, you can't be mochel. If you can be mochel, you can be mochel. Here you can't be mochel. I say, no, you can. He's not in a mitzvah, that's not enough. But also that's compounded by the fact that it's not such a big bizayon. And it's on Hagas Atzmo. How does that affect Mechila? You see in Pashas in the Sugya that you need Mechila. And he can't be Mochel. Mel Shemachel HaKavod and Kavod HaMochel. So how does this help affect the Mechila? Take both terutzim. The Ran works all together. How does the Tzeruf work? In other words, Rabbeinu David, the Ran's reason wasn't enough. And for the Ran, Rabbeinu David's reason wasn't enough. But all together there can be mechila. Because it's not another person involved and it's not such a big bizayon. How does that work? Each one alone is not enough. How does everything together work? Mitzvah is not enough. So you need either, it's not such a big bizayon, or it's on Hagas Atzmo, or everything together. What's going on over here? And this is also Shver B'das Rabbi Yehuda. We see in the Mishnah B'Shitaso that only if he wants to be Mochel Rishis B'Yado, and if not, he's Patur B'Yitz Nakav Ramachos to be Yivam Chalitza. And since mitzvah alone doesn't allow you to be Mochel, in other words, the mitzvah alone doesn't create a situation that it's not considered a lack of kavod. Just the mitzvah doesn't make it a lack of kavod. Otherwise he'd be chayavim without mechila. So he needs to come on to mechila. How does the fact that it's a mitzvah help for the mechila? It's still a bizayon. It's not mutter b'makom mitzvah. You clearly need mechila. Mitzvah is not enough. He has to be mochel. So how did the fact that it's a mitzvah make the mechila work? To be Zion, to be Zion, to be Zion. And we don't allow be Zion shiloh. We don't allow lack of kavod mochel mitzvah. Only if he's mochel. So how did the mitzvah enable him to be mochel? In other words, mitzvah enables him to be mochel. But mitzvah doesn't say that it's not a lack of kavod. Then you wouldn't have needed mechila. You need the fact that you have a mitzvah, and that mitzvah makes mechila. How does a mitzvah make mechila? A mitzvah doesn't make it that it's not a lack of kavod. So how does a mitzvah enable mechila? Shmuel in his shiurim was all made on this nekuda. In the Tosin Sanhedrin, Yud Tesam and Aleph, Dibor Maskel Yanei HaMelech asks, on that it says the Yanei HaMelech was Mischayev Lamot B'Shas Eidus, because Kavod HaMelech Adif Mikavod Talmud Chacham, because Melech Shemachal Al Kavodo, and Kavodo Machul, the Talmud Chacham Shemachal Al Kavodo. Kavodo Machul. So you see that Kavod HaMelech is greater than the Kavod of the Talmud Chacham, because a Melech can't be Mochel on his Kavod, and a Talmud Chacham can be Mochel on his Kavod. So you see that the Kavod of Melech is greater, and a Talmud Chacham we say in Shavuos Daf Lamed Amud Beis doesn't have to stand Mishum Kavod HaTorah. So certainly a Melech shouldn't have to stand Alt Kavod Malchus. How did Yanai stand B'Shas Eidus? I Kavod HaMelech is greater. We see that a Melech can't be Mochel and a Talmud Chacham can, and a Talmud Chacham doesn't stand B'Shas Eidus. So why should a Melech stand? And for Tesvis V'Yesh Loimar Devadai Esei Dekavod HaTorah Odif V'Hai D'Talmud Chacham Yochol Limcho U'Mashen Kein Melech. That Bevadai, Kavod HaTorah is better than Kavod HaMelech, greater. And that bit of Talmud Chacham can be Moichel on his Kavod and not a Melech. Whom we should cry, the Kamer Sam Tzim Alech HaMelech, Shtem Asa Alecha. We have a pasuk that a king can't be Moichel on his Kavod. Ki Kvodo Balo Mishum De Mitzvah HaMakom Kachu. A king gets his Kavod because that's the mitzvah of God. Ben Yochel Afkiya Mitzvah HaMakom. And he can't be mafkia the mitzvah of God. Avol Talmud Chacham Torah so delay. The Yochel Limchol Heitev Al Kavodo De Shalou. Talmud Chacham, the Torah is his, and he very well can be mochel on this kavod, because the kavod belongs to him. So really, kavod HaTorah is greater. Why then can a Talmud Chacham be? And therefore, a Talmud Chacham is pater from Amida B'Shas Eidus and not a Melech. Why then can a Talmud Chacham be Mochel and not a king? Because a king has a pasuk, and it's Mitzvah Samakom, and it can't be Mafkiya Mitzvah Samakom. But a Talmud Chacham, his Torah belongs to him, and he can be Mochel on the Torah that's his. I'm reading the Sech Soi the Zara. But Chila Negris Al Shemo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ul Besof Negris Al Shemo. First, Torah is Hashem's, and then it's called Al Shemcha, Al Shem HaTamul Chacham. Sura is Hashem Chef, so the Sura is so, Yegi Yom HaLayla. First is Torah is Hashem, then it's Torah so. Adkan. L'chor, we have to understand Tosis. Because the Lashon of Tosis here, Sanhedrin Yitesam and Aleph, is not like the Lashon of Tosis in Tevachim. Tav Tezainam and Aleph. Dibur Maslum Miyushav. There they answer the Kasha. Say as follows, V'yishlomer de lo dummy. The time of the Machel Talmud Chacham, Mishum de Torah Didehi. You know why Talmud Chacham, even though the Kavod of Talmud Chacham is greater than the Kavod of Melech, you know why Talmud Chacham is Mochel? Because the Torah is his. Avo Melech Tziv Shetei Maso Alecha. It says your awe should be on him. Ein Zeh Shalo Ela Shel Acherim. It's not his, it's others. It belongs to others. Ven Yechulim Chalzeh. Can't be Mochel. Ulegabe Mitzvahs Yocholim Chol. The mochel al kavod b'shvil kach lo yaniach shelo teim asu alecha. And the gabei mitzvahs he can be mochel because he's mochel on his kavod. Because of this, it won't allow that he's, you're not going to have awe of him. So Tam Chacham Imochuk is Torah is his. But a king, the Pasuk says you have to have awe of him. It's not his, it's others. He can't be mochel on this. But mitzvahs, he can be mochel. Because you're still going to have awe. And look also in Tosin Shmur, Slam and Amit Beis, Dibur HaMaskil, Asay in the second Teretz. So in other words, only Torah belongs to him. To Talmud Chacham. But the Malchus doesn't belong to the Melech, and therefore he can't be mochel. That's what Tosis writes. Zvuchim. Aber. Teisvis. In. Sanhedrin writes differently. There they don't write that it doesn't belong to you. They write to the Kohen. They write, it's mitzvahs hamakom. Ve'eino yochol afkia mitzvahs hamakom. It's the mitzvah of the makom. It's Hashem's mitzvah. It can't be mafkia mitzvahs hamakom. Ay, kavod talmid chacham is also mitzvahs hamakom. So that Tosis takes care of. And Tosis there says, Sanhedrin, Torah's delay. And therefore it can be mochel. And if so, the Iker had Gosha b'melech is like Tosis and Zvachim, that it's not his. Alright, b'gam and Talmud Chacham b'gam and Melech, the covenant's not theirs. It belongs to Hashem. Just the Talmud Chacham owns it, Torah's his, and not a Melech. And that's the emphasis. It's not his. So why did Tosis and Zvachim tell their teretz and that it's mitzvahs hamakom. Ve'eino yochol afkia mitzvahs hamakom. Talmud Chacham is also mitzvahs hamakom. The point is, like Tosfos says in Zvachim, that it's not his. So why did Tosfos and Andrew say it's not his? Not that it's mitzvahs hamakom. No. The emphasis in the Sanhedrin is that it's mitzvah makom. We have to understand more. Tosis concludes that a Talmud Chacham, the cover belongs to him. The Torah is his. That's the Teretz. In Sanhedrin. Talmud Chacham, the Torah belongs to him, therefore he can be mochel. They should have said, a Melech, it's not his. If the word is that a Talmud Chacham, it's his. Say a Melech, it's not his, but they don't say that. They say, it's a mitzvah hamakom. Not that it's not his. Talmud Chacham is also a mitzvah hamakom. Say the covet isn't his, doesn't belong to him. And not only that, Tosfos writes a lashon. Talmud Chacham tarasu delay v'yochol limchol heitev al kavodo d'shalom. Yochol limchol heitev. Interesting lashon. What's this heitev? Is there mechila that you can be moichol heitev? And there's other type of mechila. You can't be mochel heitev. What's this heitev? It's also tamua. Tosis writes from the sugya in Avodah Zarah. You tell some of the Aleph that Torah is his. Tosis in Sanhedrin brings from the Sugya in Avodah Zarah. And Tosfos and Zvachim also didn't write a Misvara than Avshayim. And Tosfos and Zvachim writes in his Svarad and Ashar, they don't bring a source. So Tosis in Sanhedrin felt it necessary to quote the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Tetzvis in Zvachim didn't find it necessary to bring a source at all. But if they're already discussing this inyan, as Tosin Sanhedrin is, of being mochel on your kavod, where's that from? That's from Kedushin. Kedushin, that's what it says, that Tamil Chacham, Torah is his. Lamed Beis. Hadar Amar Rabbe in Torah Dilei. From the very same pasuk that Tosin brings in the Gemara of Azara. So why does Tosis go all the way to Avodah Zarah to get their source that Torah belongs to Talmud Chacham, when locally Tosis is talking about the Sugya in Kedushin? So quote the Gemara in Kedushin. And for Kerit, the Gemara in Kedushin is talking about a Talmud Chacham being Mochel on his Kavod, because it's his. That's not what the Gemara in the Son of Avodah Zarah is talking about. So Rav Yosef Shal Natanzan in the Shalom Meishiv Madura Tlisah Chelik Aleph Tav Chav Gimel is Meir this Nakuda Mad Nezach. Why go to the Avodah Zarah where we're not talking about a Talmud Chacham owning the Kavod for Mechila's sake, owning the Torah for Mechila's sake? Go to Kedushin, which is where we are anyway. Even more tamua is Tosin Zvachim in the second Teretz, and also Tosin Shavuos of Lamed in the first Teretz, that because of this kasha, the Mel Shemachal Kavodo, and Kavodo Machal and Tam Chacham Kavodo Machul. We see that Kavod HaMelech is greater than a Kavod of a Talmud Chacham. And that Bet Yanai stood, a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to stand. The answer is no, a Talmud Chacham does have to stand. Why is it talking about Dinei Nefashos? So in Achinami, Melech is greater than a Talmud Chacham is Kavod. And the reason Yanai stood is because a Talmud Chacham also would also have to stand because it's Dinei Nefashos. Why weren't they Makabel the Teretz of the first Teretz in Zvachim, and Shavuos the second Teretz? It has nothing to do with Chumran Kula. Really, Chumran Kula, what's more Chamor? Kavod of a Melech. But here we're talking about Koach HaMechila. What's more Chamor? The Kavod of a Talmud Chacham. But here we're talking about Koach HaMechila. Talmud Chacham can be Mochel because it belongs to him, and a Melech can't. But really, the Kavod of Talmud Chacham is greater. We're not talking about what Kavod is greater. We're talking about Koach HaMechila. So why did Tosin Zvachim like that in their second Teretz and Tosin Shavuos in their first Teretz? Kan Dilei, Kan Lav Dilei. Talmud Chacham owns his Torah, it's his, he can be Mochel, and he Melech, no. But really, the Kavod of Talmud Chacham is greater. And that's Lahedji in the Gemara in Kiddushin. That's Tola Mechilas Talmud Chacham al Kvodo Mishum de Torah Delay. Umimela, the Kavod of Talmud Chacham is greater than Kavod HaMelech. But Mechila is Tola B'Didei. So why did Tosis and Tzvachim in the second Teretz and Shavuos and first Teretz like that? What's wrong? It works so beautifully. It connects so nicely. Say that Bam is the Kavod of Talmud Chacham is greater. Just Alts Mechila, not Rezach. Mechila, a Melech can be Mochel, but he can't be Mochel because it's not his. While While a melech can be mochel. While a talmid chacham cannot be mochel. A melech can be mochel. A melech cannot be mochel because it's not his. Whereas a talmid chacham can be mochel because it belongs to him. But really, the kavod of a talmid chacham is greater. Why did they allow? Why doesn't Tosfos like that teretz? Why do they have to offer a different teretz?
It's also difficult to understand Tosfos in Tzvachim, who writes Behemshech Terutzam. Remember, the kasha was that Yanai HaMelech was forced to stand b'shas edus, and a talmud chacham doesn't have to stand, and the kavod of the melech is more chamer than the kavod of a talmud chacham. So how do they make Yanai stand? So Tosfos says that no, really the kavod of a talmud chacham is greater, and therefore he doesn't have to stand. But a melech whose kavod is less important does have to stand. And just as far as mechila goes, a talmid chacham can be mochel because kavod belongs to him. Torah belongs to him. And he can be mochel on his kavod. So Tosfos writes in their second teretz in Tzvachim, in the first teretz in Tzvachim that we saw, that you can't compare him to a talmid chacham who could be mochel. The legabe mitzvahs yochol limchol. As far as mitzvahs go, a melech can be mochel. The mochel al kivodo b'shvil kach lo yaniach shelo teim maso alecha. If he's mochel on his kavod, because of this, it will not allow that you won't have awe of him. In other words, why did they command Yanai to stand? Because it's not against the mitzvah of Kavod HaMelech that it says Shetei Maso Alecha. So since it's not against Shetei Maso Alecha, they told Yanai to stand. What does Tosfos want with that? They didn't ask a svara, then why don't we say midin melech, midin kavod HaMelech, the mitzvah of a midah should be pushed away? Then it would have been correct to say, you think midin melech, we're doicha the mitzvah of a midah? Zelo nachon? Because you're still going to have awe, even if he does this mitzvah of a midah. But that wasn't Tosfos kasha. Tosfos kasha was that we find that a talmid chacham can sit when he gives his edus, and a melech who's more chashiv than a talmid chacham was forced to stand. How do you explain that? So what did Tosfos answer? Pasha, no, really the kavod of a talmid chacham is greater than a melech. And that's what Tosfos and Shavuos writes explicitly. When they give the same teretz as the Tosfos in Tzvachim. Which we are presently discussing. That the teretz of Tosfos is, you know why a melech stands and a talmid chacham doesn't? The difference between a melech and a talmid chacham is that the kavod of a talmid chacham is greater than the kavod of a melech. And if that's the case, then there's no reason that the mitzvah of kavod melech should be doche es chiyuv amida. By a talmid chacham who has greater kavod, then his kavod is doche es chiyuv amida. But not by melech. So we're contrasting melech and talmud chacham. Don't bring me a raya from Talmud Chacham that a king's great covet is greater than that of a Talmud Chacham, and a Talmud Chacham doesn't have necessarily not a king. No, the covet of a Talmud Chacham is greater. And therefore, the mitzvah of covet a melech isn't necessarily dug l'chiyah b'midah. So why then did Tosfot have to go? Tosfot go ahead and have to say that b'makom mitzvah ein chisaron shalei maso alecha. What do they need that for? We already answered the question. Maybe pashut, the kavod, the mitzvah of amid is greater than the kavod of the melech. Why do you have to come on to the fact that b'makom mitzvah is no chisaron of maso alecha? And it's also temua that if b'makom mitzvah there's no stira to a maso alecha, why does Rabbi Yehuda say you need mechila? Remember we had Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda said you need the mechila of the king. Once you have mechila of the king, then you can do the mitzvahs of Yibam and Chalitza. What if Mamako mitzvah is no chitzaron of Ema, then why do you need the mechila of the king? He should be chayivim without mechila. Will be yotzer even more so. According to the rabbis, even with mechila it doesn't help, even though it's Mamako mitzvah. According to what Tosfos says, Mamako mitzvah is not a stira l'ema so a melech, which is the Mechayiv of Kavod HaMelech. So what are the rabbis talking about? Why would the rabbis say, if what Tosfos is saying is true, that b'makom mitzvah, there's no stira to Kavod HaMelech, then why don't the Chachamim, the Rabbanan, allow the king to do Yibam and Chalitza even with Mechila? Rabbi Yehuda says, you need Mechila, you shouldn't even need Mechila. And according to the rabbis, even with Mechila it doesn't help. My eye! Why not? B'makom mitzvah, there's no stira to Kavod HaMelech. So in the Shaul Meshiv, he's omed and he blives with the Tzarechiyim. He's omed on some of this. So Mitzvah Shem, in the next year, we will ask a few more kashas, and then we are going to start making headway into resolving these difficulties and establishing a yisod, and we should be zocha lilmod ulelamed lishmor v'las l'kaynus kol divrei samot taras v'yahava. And it's very beautiful to really dissect these sugyas and be omed on every word of Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos and the Rishonim, try to understand them to get a greater appreciation of dinei kavod. Thank you for learning together with me, and we should be zocheh to do so always b'simcha b'tuv levav meirov kol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.